Start your day the two way, Rabbi Shimon Krauss.
Perchim Chloed Chsanya, it's a great Chashivas to speak Nazar Tzibul, a Torah Dika Tzibul, and whenever I speak here, I get a Gewaldige Sorry, it's a Gewaldige Cheshek. Reb Simcha was Mo'ira that this morning is today is the Yotzeit of Agon at Sadik Chazanis Zechroin Sadik Kodesh Nebrocha. It's not for me to speak only Grace of Al Madrega, but just want to mention one thing. It's Efshe one could say, like I say, it's not for me Bichlal at all to speak on this thing, but if someone asked me to say a few words. So the thing that was known about the Chazanis said about himself that he learnt Torah Lishma from the day I think it was B'mitzvah. And when one puts things into perspective, we see the Ashpa of Torah and Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael, as there is Torah, Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael, it comes from the Chazon Ish, and Ashpa is when he was a quiet person to himself, but nevertheless his Torah Lishma was Mashpi on the Gans Kalal Yisrael, on the Eretz Yisrael, the Gans Chus Oretz, the Gans Kalal Yisrael. Now interesting enough, I just want to speak something on the opposite side of the spectrum. Just together, person bechoyd echsanya. As like I said, that Baruch Hashem, here we have a venue of Torah. People come here to learn Torah. And sometimes a yetzara can come and chap a person. How does the yetzara come and chap a person? The yetzara come and says, "Why are you going to Torah away? Why are you going to learn in the morning? Why are you going to the Beis Hamedrash? You know why are you going? You're going shloi lishma." Now I don't think it applies to anyone here. No one here has come shloi lishma, but if it does come, if this machshava might enter someone's mind, why are you going to learn in the morning? It's chloi lishma, it's social pressure, you want to get out of the house, you want to meet your chaverim. It could happen, that machshava could enter a person's mind. So Bahamas is, as I the Gaon looked a beautiful word. He said in Shteit in Sukkah, Ton and the way Rabbi Shmuel, Im poga b'cho menuvel, if a menuvel, the ugly one, comes to you, there, moshcheu lebeis ha-medrash, schlep him arayin into the beis ha-medrash, schlep him into the beis ha-medrash, fret the Gaon, what's that, schlep him into the beis ha-medrash, and she should say like this, the menuvel means the Yetzara, so say to the Yetzara, you stay here, and you leich lebeis ha-medrash, go to the beis ha-medrash, what's that, moshcheu, schlep him arayin in the beis ha-medrash, so pshat is as though he's up the Gaon. He says, Amol the Yetzara comes, and say you're going Shloi Lishmar, actually you should do other things. Dominate, you bring the Yetzara, all the Shloi Lishmars, whatever you can think of, the COVID and the Als and social pressure and Alam and Izachen, schlep him around and base him edges. It's best from all things, bring the Yetzara and base him edges and learn Shloi Lishmar. Because you do that very often when you start learning, it's got to be Shloi Lishmar. And then eventually we take Shloi Lishmar, Bar Lishmar. So that's posture as this Berichtim Bechvoid Achsanya. Shteid, I'd like to speak a few words about Boire Moira Eish, the fire that we have on the Ner Abdallah, as it's tough, it's Reish Ches Sadik, and it's a simon there, and it speaks about the halachas of Boire Moira Eish. And it says, the first thing we know is the Nusach Agbrocha. The Nusach Agbrocha is Boire Mo'oire Eish. So the question is, what's the Nusach HaBrocha? Why didn't it say Loshin Yochid? Boire Mo'oire Eish. Why Boire Mo'oire Eish? So then it's a machloikis in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Taki says, you say Boire Mo'oire Eish. What's the significance of Boire Mo'oire Eish? But Beis Hillel says, you say Boire Mo'oire Ha'eish. Why? Because in the fire, there's various colors. There's green, blue, black, and you look closer, the fire's got various colours. And since the significance of Boir Moira Eish is that we praise, we're giving Shvach Vidor to the Rebbein Shalom on the fire, we're relating, we're focusing on the fire, therefore we focus also on the details of the fire. And one of the main details of the fire is the various colours that are in the fire, in the Eish. So therefore it's an intrinsic part of the Bracha, Boir Moira Eish. And Ba'amitzvah Nezoi, as Mishmur brings down the Sad, that if you say Boire Mo'oira Eish, you're not Yosef, because that's just a Shittas Beis Shammai. And we have to go like Beis Hillel. So we see how important the Bracha is Mo'oira Eish. And I've seen in Shuvahs, and Shlomo Zalman, and I've seen in Falk, they bring out this Nakuda that Pshat is, we're giving Shvach Adon the Etzem fire. And the question is, why are we giving them the Etzem fire? Very often when we make a bracha, we say, Ladit Ner Shel Shabbos, Ladit Ner Shel Yom Tov, Lahalik Ner Shel Yom Kippur. But why here do we say the Boirim Oira is such a focus on the actual Oir? And in fact, in Halacha, we see that there's a very strong focus on the actual ace. Because in Siv Test, the last Siv of the Shulchan Aruch states, if you see the oil, you're Mamash Nana from the oil. Mostly, you take an example, you're in a base of Medrash, and there's a big oil in there, or in a hotel lobby, and there's a big oil in there, and they put the lights off, let's say, and you say, Boy Moira Aish, and you get Hanor from the fire, you can see it's a good fire. Or you don't see the actual Shalhevis. The actual Shalhevis, the flame you don't see. Zokman in the Shulchan Aruch said you're not Yotzer. Why aren't you Yotzer? You've got Hanor. This thing doesn't apply by Ner Shabbos. It doesn't apply by Ner Shabbos and Ner Yom Tov. Why here, by Ner Shel Avdolah, is there such a focus on seeing the actual Shalev, the actual flame? So the answer is the point can say, because here there's we're giving Shvach Vidor to the Rebbeinu Shalem, because the actual fire itself, the creation of the fire. So you do so that's why there's a focus on the shalevas, and you're not Yotzi if you didn't see the actual shalevas. So it's very negev, you know, hotel lobby, you know, big base of medicine, you don't see the fire, you haven't been Yotzi. You have to see the actual shalevas. It's onachazach as what was the reason why we make this bracha boira moira eish? So the answer is, it's kiyidua, it's a Gemara Yerushalmi says that Adam Rishon was created on Yom Vav, on Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, you had 12 hours of sunlight. Then it came to Erev Shabbos, there was a nais, as it was not dark, it was oil. Still perhaps remaining from Sheshi Meir Breishis, there was an oil. And then it came to Shabbos day, noch 12 hours. So it's 36 hours, Adam Rishon had oil. He came to Motzei Shabbos, and then he was surrounded by dark. Then dark descended on the world, and Adam Rishon grabbed the city, didn't know what's happening, and he didn't know how to make a light. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was him to learn the Yodri, he brought him two flint stones, and somehow or other he grabbed to realize that he struck them, and he created fire, and for him it was Gavad Gispailas. And the Zeicha by that, we say Boira Moira Eish. So it's very interesting to note in the mice of Adam Rishon two things. First of all, the creation of the fire, which gave him a Gabal Geshwach with Dog Rabban Shalom. And Sveitzach, the Ikazach, why he wanted the fire, was to be Nenela Oiroi, which we'll come to later. Because that's what he needed. He needed that rega. He needed to be Nenela Oiroi. It wasn't to cook or to heat, it was the Ikka for light. Now we see from that Maisa, since the whole reason why we say Boira Moira Eish is Lezecha for the Maisa of Adam Rishon, we see that you can. There seems to be a very interesting Ashkocha Protis, but there doesn't seem to be any direct connection to Shabbos itself or to Motzei Shabbos. Dehainu. Why did he. What happened there? It happened, nothing happens, but it was Motzei Shabbos, and then he struck the flintstones, and then he saw the light. That is not directly connected to Avdolah of Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos from Shabbos. No direct connection. And therefore, states in Shulchan Aruch, it's only, but it's a Zecha for the Mice and Abim with Adam Rishon. And therefore, it's not Mamish integral part of Avdolah between Choyl, Kodesh to Choyl. And therefore, state, Ein Sorich Lachzer Achrov. That means the state of Shulchan Aruch, that if a person somehow or other he didn't have ace, and he didn't have ace the whole Motzei Shabbos, then no, ain't so lachzerach. You don't have to go running after it. It could be you don't have to quench yourself too much for it. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen. You have been yotze Avdolah by saying Avdolah and kais Avdolah being yotze, but the ace ain't so lachzerach, because it's not an integral part of Avdol itself, in as much as that's concerned. So Frank Rebbe Avigdor, Gaval de Shaila. Lefi this, that it's not a chelik of Avdol, Frank Rebbe Avigdor, so Iba Zoi, what's the halacha if you gaba shlomo? So state in previous simonim, what's in general the halacha regarding a shlomo? So in general, I think we take on that we do a shlomo on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If one didn't do Avdolah on Motzei Shabbos, it's just Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Why Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? Because state in all the Gemaras and Shabbos and so on, state a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is connected to the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is in the parameters of the next Shabbos. Of a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is connected to the previous Shabbos. So normally you've got time to do a Shloma. However, Frank Menashayla, Legaba, this, Ner Avdolah, and also, by the way, Derech Agav, regarding Yom Tov, let's say you got Yom Tov in the middle of the week, and you come to Chmotzi Yom Tov, Yom Tov Mishmeruah, how much time have you got a Shloma? There's no din of 3 days, so how much time have you got a Shloma? The time of a Shloma is night and day. That means, let's say Yom Tov was Wednesday, so Wednesday night, Motzi Yom Tov, you got time to a Shloma, and Wednesday day. What's the significance of Wednesday night and Wednesday day? Because Wednesday night is the time of Dollar, and since in a Yiddish diary, the day follows the night, it's all part of the day, therefore you've got a Shloma, 1 day. So we see regarding Shabbos you've got 3 days, and regarding Yom Tov you've got 1 day. So Frank went to Shaila, what's with the Ner Avdolah Motzei Shabbos? So Taka, the answer is, you've only got Motzei Shabbos. Since it's only Zeicha for what Mice of Adam Rishon. It's not an integral part in as much as that. Regarding Avdolah, to be Mavdiv in Kodesh Shachoyel, therefore it's not Negea to the next day. So Sunday day, you don't... So Tisha B'Av Taka, I think you Taka do it only on Motzei Shabbos. You don't do it afterwards. Yeah. So, Mela, with that, we can answer what Rabbi Avigdor asked. Now, it's very interesting. We find a Motzi Yom Kippur state, Motzi Yom Kippur is not the Shulchan Aruch. So, now we can understand, first of all, the Nusach HaKbroch of Mo'ira Ish, Loshin Rabbim. So, we can understand Ein Sorach Lachzor Achrav. You don't have to go running for it if there isn't available. To instance, you can understand why the Ashloma is only by there's no Ashloma for Boreh Ma'ariv. Now we find Motzi Yom Kippur Yesh Oymrim, there is a Shitta Shemachazer Achrab. By Motzi Yom Kippur you do go running for it. It's brought to Tovreish Chavdala, the Ikka Dinim of Avdolah Motzi Yom Kippur, and there you should run after. You should make sure you've got it. You didn't have it Mamash B'Shas Avdolah, you should make sure somehow or other you can say it separately. We say it separately. But you can't say it separately. So, why is the shitter Yesh Oymrim Shemachazer Achrab Motzi Yom Kippur? What's the difference between Motzi Yom Kippur and Motzi Shabbos?
Different reasons.
Oh, Zorah Bavrom, you say that there was. Zorah Bavrom, different reason. Zorah Bavrom's not possible. Oh. So now, why? Because in Yom Kippur, why Bichlal do we do a Boreh Ma'ariv Motzi Yom Kippur? We don't do a regular Boreh Ma'ariv Motzi Yom Tov. Why Motzi Yom Kippur? It's a completely different reason. Because Yom Kippur, the reason is, as I want to bring out, the Yom Kippur is more Kaddish than any other Yom Tov. Any other Yom Tov, you can do Malacha L'Sorech Oichal Nefesh. Sorech Oichal Nefesh includes Dovah Shovel Chal Nefesh. So let's say, for instance, you can use fire, the Tzorech Oyer, you can use it Levashel, the Zichon, a regular Yom Tov. You can use it the Tzorech Oyer, you can make a fire the Tzorech Oyer, you can use it the Tzorech Chameim, and you can use it, you can make a fire. Because anything that falls within the parameters of Oichel Nefesh, Adova Shovelchel Nefesh, you can use Oyer. Of the Yom Kippur is different. Why is Yom Kippur different? Because it's also all Lamatis Malachas, Afilo Loichel Nefesh. And the Chazal wants to impress upon us the Chiluk between Yom Kippur and a regular Yom Tov, and therefore they wanted to show that this oil that was there by Yom Kippur, now you didn't have a no on Yom Kippur, kum doch motz Yom Kippur, and now you can have a no from that oil. So we want to impress with it, only now motz Yom Kippur you can have a no on that oil. But that oil that was there throughout the whole Yom Kippur, you can't have a no. And that is the reason why we have oil Motzi Yom Kippur. Derech Agav, according to that, you meant to lechatchila have, you should have a fire that was made Erev Yom Kippur and went through the whole Yom Kippur. So Ebezoi, therefore, you can understand it's an integral part of Avdolah. This oil is an integral part of Avdolah. And therefore you can understand, you've got to make sure that you've got this oil. It's not like Motzi Shabbos, that you don't have to be Machadar Achri, you don't have to run in for it. But Motzi Kippur is an integral part of Avdolah, therefore you've got to look. You got to make sure you have it. Frank Menashayla, what about Motzi Kippur or Motzi Shabbos? Now, the question is, I'll tell you what the Shaila is. I mean, it can be actually one fight. What's the Christ of Shaila? What's wrong with the Shaila? Frank the Shaila. What's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. What's Halacha? What's Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos? So, Behemoth, you can ask me back, what I'm asking, what's the Shaila? You don't need two Neiris. I mean, one Neir is enough. You just make one Bracha. The Shaila. Oh, Rav Yossi Zot Zegel. Rav Yossi Arangachab, the Shaila. Yom Kippur, the Ikazach is Ner Shishovas. That means you should have a Ner that you set aside before Yom Kippur, and it went right through the Yom Kippur, and now in order to be Mavdim and Kodesh Lechoyim, and show us that Yom Kippur is more than a regular Yom Tov, therefore now you can have an Or. Punk now, Motzi Yom Kippur, you can have an Or. So it's got to be an Er that was there before Yom Kippur. Of a Shabbos, the Ikazach of Shabbos is a creation of a fire. It didn't have to be, Dafka, it didn't have to be. But it's a creation of a fire, and therefore we care that the Welt, they make a new fire Motzi Shabbos.
If you haven't got Motzi Yom Kippur Tuesday night or Wednesday night, you haven't got Nesha Shabbos, you can still light a fire.
You can. If you mamish haven't got Nesha Shabbos,
basically. The time has happened, it goes out before Motzi Shabbos, these left.
Yeah.
And they go out.
Yeah.
So it comes Motzi Yom Kippur, we haven't got Nesha Shabbos.
Are you so sure that you can be able to it? I just want to read that Rebbe Rom is being Moira a very interesting Nakuda. I thought but Yeved, what's it? Azoy Kfelech. Hamri is state no Azoy. I read it out to you, Simtof Reish Chof Dalad, state. Ein Mavorchen Mamotzi Yom Kippur, ala Oir. Should see atom and avonim. Ain. Now, what happens very often is some people take from the fire and they make it on the original. Just showing a bit more, it's going originally from that fire, but to completely rely on the creation of new fire, it says you don't. So actually, it's for Fallon. So I say the shaila is like Rabbi Yossi says. What happens here? You've got combination. So can I create a new fire and rely on that? But we're talking about Motzi Yom Kippur. Now, Motzi Yom Kippur is very important. It should be Ner Shishovas. And Motzi Yom Shabbos, it's not Ma'akiv, Ner Shishovas. It's nice that you create a new fire. Can I rely on that to be the Avdolah for the Yom Kippur Chelek? And that's the Shaila. Yeah, you're right. You say Borim Ha'Reish, but since this requires to be an Avdolah on Yom Kippur, perhaps I'm leaving the bracha, leaving the mitzvah, and it's not right. Yeah. So the question is, the emes is not good, and the question is, it seems to be the one should be machmir. And so what you're saying, you said the bracha, shouldn't not the bracha, but actually be mafkir yourself from the mitzvah, and that's also no good. If you've been mafkir yourself from the mitzvah, following the mitzvah, perhaps you're right, you can't say it twice, very much, but it's not right to mafkir yourself from the mitzvah of mavdil from Yom Kippur. So the best way, in order to accommodate everything, is to be machmir. And this statement, Mishmari, you should be machmir. Best. It doesn't say you have to be, it says you should be machmir. And take a ner sheshovas. That was shovas, b'meshech Yom Kippur. And with that, you're yoytzan beidah. You're yoytzan mavdil from Yom Kippur to Chol. And you're yoytzan mavdil from Shabbos to Chol. Because by the way, Shabbos, you can also have a ner sheshovas. Nishkefalach, you can also. The fact that we create a new fire might just be a practical application, but you can't be Yitzchak Shabbos with a Ner Shishovas.
It's supposed to be at least two weeks though,
not a Shabbos. Oh, so first of all, so there you could do a sort of combination. You keep the retainer all night, and you put the other light next to it. So you've got two psilim, and that will make a book, and that will be Yitzchak a book as well. Derech Agav, I want to bring Rabbi Yossi Gazot to a very good aura. Because Rabbi Yossi mentioned about Ner Avukah. I'm not sure if Rabbi Yossi meant Ner Avukah because of Motzi Shabbos or because of both. So, Ibu Medayik, in the words of Rabbi Yossi, it could be a Gavald Gadir. I'll tell you why. Because Emma says, I'll read out, Sif Beit state, Mitzvah Menamucha Lavorech alavuka. This is in Simon Reish Chasadik regarding Abdullah Motzei Shabbos. So kiyadua, we always makpid to have an avuka. It's not ma'akev, but it's a mitzvah and a mubcha lavorech alavuka. Shaila is, are we makpid Motzei Yom Kippur? So first of all, we've got to realize the mitzvah and a muvka. So if we can't Motzei Yom Kippur, it's not mark of the mitzvah. You still got to take a flame, say boi remorei eish, and yoitza. But should we go try somehow or other to make an avuka, use the old light and add another psila to it? Should we try doing avuka? So Shetzach, everyone should do what they've been taught at home. Nara nara poshte, shimpan teira. But I'll bring out her aura for Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman Oibach says that he noticed in the halachas regarding Shabbos, statement for his mitzvah and mubcha levarach al avuka, and in Tov Reish Chof Dali regarding Yom Kippur, shtei gonish, not in the mechaber and not in mishmurah. It doesn't say a word about avuka. Not saying it's a rai mechreches, but he is moir on that. That it's not mentioned avuka by Motzei Yom Kippur. So Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests as well, since we said that the underlying theme for Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur are two completely different reasons, as Davka Motzei Yom Kippur, there's Akpada on Avuka. Why? Because there it was the age, we're focusing on the Shalevit, we're focusing on the fire, the creation of the fire. So we make a broch as Mitzvah and Mavuka to make an Avuka. On there, Shal Yom Kippur, it's not for the same reason, therefore there isn't such Akpada on Avuka. But my idea is everyone should do that, they've been knowing to do. But that's a horror from Shlomo Zalman. The Taki state, you haven't got an avuka, you zichu yotze with an air. Now we have a very interesting shaila zoy, as we nowadays have what's called electricity. In electricity, we've been granted these fluorescent lights. Most of us perhaps have fluorescent lights. And the question is, do we have to put off the light before we're nana from the ace? Do we have to put off the light? And this is an old shaila, and Rav Gavis, everyone should do that they've been known to do, like the rebbes do, like the parents do. And they're all different shittas in Klal Yisrael. And even in the different shittas, it's very hard to be madaic. What exactly was the reason? Gwena Meister of Gedalia Rabinovitz Sassal, he says the Meister Zoy. He says that Rabbanan Wasserman came to England and he stayed at the Balabos and come doch Motze Shabbos, and the Balabos was making Abdullah. So Rabbanan Wasserman said that the Chovetz Chaim, he used to put off the light before he was nana from by saying Boyer Motor Age. So we see a Meister Rabbi the Chovetz Chaim. So Eshens, a Meister Rabbi is very hard to be medayik. Now I'm going to bring another side of the spectrum, and we'll see again, Nochemol, it's quite hard to be medayik. The Divra Yoel, Rafat brings a Rishima of Gedolei HaPoskim, and he brings from the Divra Yoel, and Divra Yoel was not noig. So, and Mehmet says, you look at each Meister, and you analyze each Meister, it's not so easy to be medayik. Because let's say the Chofetz Chaim Meister. The Chofetz Chaim's Meister was talking about, actually it was very dim light, the light that you had at that time is very dim. Then in fact you could go in a way l'chumra from the Chofetz Chaim, and we'll see by the Satmar Rav you could go l'kula. It's very hard to be, because the Chofetz Chaim first of all had a type of, probably what he had, filament, and the filament itself could have been ash in itself. Rav Chaim Oizer in his time, in his tekufa, would make boirim or ash on his lamp that he had. I'm not too sure, I'm not very scientific knowledgeable, but it could be that their light was more like a filament, and it was almost like a shalevis, because we said already there's a pod on a shalevis. So his type of light that was in the time of Chaim Moser, he made it on the filament itself, because he wanted to show the Olam that is Mavir on Shabbos, that's a fire on Shabbos. So he wanted to show them to say it's Mavir on Shabbos. So he did it, he wanted to show, impress on the Olam, I can make Moire Moire Eish on this filament. However, we've got to remember, in that time, Taka, it was more like a filament. This is not even ace, it's something else. The fluorescent is just a white participle. We can ask Mr. Adam the more details, but it's, but I'm right, it's not fire. So let's take the mice of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim Esher could have been Yerkesan Boreh Moreh Eish with that. But whatever, perhaps he wanted to do mitzvah on Ruchon HaRichter Gavukah. Sveitan's Noch Atzad L'Chumra is that really, perhaps in those days, the light didn't give us so much light. So it's not as though it was cancelling out any I know of light from the Avukah. And nevertheless, despite those two reasons, Chofetz Chaim extinguishes regular light in those days. So you could be Medayka Maisa Rab Mamish L'Chumra. Now we can go to the other side of the spectrum. Go to Dibre Yoel, who lived in the Golden Medina in America. And in America, they must have had a lot of light there. And Esher had fluorescent in those days by the Satmarov. And nevertheless, he wasn't Makpid. So, two stodim. First of all, on the actual light itself, you can't really say Boreh Moreh, because it's no Shalevah, it's not a Richter light at all, it's not a fire, it's no resemblance to fire. On Sveitans, you don't really get an off from Nabucco, because it's so strong the light that we have nowadays, you don't really get an off from Nabucco. And nevertheless, the Dibre Yoel did not extinguish the light.
You can't harm.
We see a sad lakula.
You can't harm if you do.
Yeah, but there must be a reason. Now, I'll read out Rafal. This is exclusive because this tshuva hadn't been printed yet. A tshuva from Rafal hadn't been printed. I've got exclusive rights to it. And I got from Rafal. It's going to be printed in the next Sefer. And I've got a Rishima of Gedolim who did extinguish. And like I say, very often that might have exactly what type of light they had and so on. But I'll read it out for him. Those extinguished, he brings from Ramesha Feinstein, Ramesha Yefraim, the Balam Achi Yosef Me'apta, and Rav Shachner Zalman was made b'shem the Chofetz Chaim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, very interesting way he said, what did Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach say? I don't know what he did, but he said it's not a Chumra Yisera. It's Zicha not a Chumra Yisera. He wasn't Mavatzel as a Chumra Yisera. Zicha, but then like a Gedoy La'Doyer. And Rav Shlomo Zalman he understood the Tzad the Chumra. Now, on the other hand, Rafal brings down that Reb Aaron Mibels didn't extinguish his lights, and the Dibre Yoel didn't, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazanish didn't put out his light. Now, I'm not saying the Chazanish had these strong lights, but he did not put out his light. His disciple didn't put out his light, and Rabbi Yashiv didn't put out his light. So we see the different mahalach in the Gedolim. Rabbi Avraham mentioned a very interesting thing, which made me thinking. Rabbi Avraham mentioned Esher. There's no reason not to be machmir. If you want to be machmir, you should be machmir. I understand. Well, I don't know, so why the Gedolim? It could be a point. That one wants to be machmir. Someone tied it to me. Shema bini alti toshur semecha. I was speaking to someone in Koilon. He said alti toshur semecha. Whatever your parents were knowing, you should do the same. You shouldn't do different. And even you want to be from it, you shouldn't be from. Well, another younger man tied it. There's no masoira here because talking about these fluorescent lights. There's no real masoira. How long ago did we get such strong fluorescent light? So who says even beged alti toshur semecha? It's a very good order what you're saying. Hard to say. And that is regarding the idea of putting out the light. There is another nekuda I want to bring out, very interesting, is, so now, lefi this, Rafal clears us away. What is Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov, come to Ran Yom Tov? According to those who don't put out the light, according to those who put out the light, what do you do? So Rabbi Ram says you can't. So you've got a brocha. It could be Chalila, brocha Batola, Esha. It can't. Okay, so you can't. So there's three suggestions of Rafal. And one suggestion is that what you do is you somehow or other cover your nails or whatever, and you make sure you don't get any anor from the light. It goes dark, and then you open it. And that way you did get anor. Another thing is you put the time switch on, and you make it go off during that quarter of an hour. And the other thing is, he said, go to another room, which is dark, which is, one could, now the question is, those are three suggestions, each one has got silence, and also going to another room is a bit, it's lacking in the Rukhah Darkanay, make the Gansom Shvacha go to the other room, so, Esher Hefsek, I don't, but it's very interesting, I'd be very interested to know, Aber Rafael didn't bring down, and I'd be very interested to know about those Gedolim who did extinguish the lights. What did they do? Motzeh Shabbos Kumdach Yom Kippur. What did the Chofetz Chaim do? What did the Moshe Feinstein do? What did the Moshe Arya Freien do? What did the Rebbe Yisrael Papa, the Papa Rav, what did he do? Be very interested to know. I don't know. But it's been very interesting to know, Maitse Rav. If anyone finds out. Yeah, you know, Shabbos. No, I'm talking about putting out the lights. You
no,
can't.
No, but I'm saying the whole thing is you use a Nesh Shabbos. It's not the lights. As long as you take the light, not from the light, Nesh Shabbos.
Don't talk about Motzah Shabbos. Not Motzah Shabbos. No. I'm talking about Motzah Shabbos. Now I'm talking about an occurrence where Motzah Shabbos coming into Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Sunday, so therefore you can't turn off the light. Normally you turn off the light, but here you can't turn off the light. What do you do? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm referring to. So it would be very interesting to know Maaser Rav in such an occurrence. Another very interesting nekuda is, we all know that we go, Zoe, the Olam is different from Nogim, but the Olam very often go like that. And some people go like that and then go like that. It's based on the Ramah. Those who go like that and like that, it's based on the Ramah and also Pikabola. And those who only go like that, it's based on the Ramah.
You have to switch off the light. No,
oh, well, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Oh, Derek Agav. What was the name? Sorry. Okay. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Whatever it says. Now, whatever it says, you can't ask a shayla pisvara of those who don't turn off the light. Why don't they turn off the light? Ah, you need to know. So it could be pshat zoi. Since especially Motzi Shabbos, the whole idea is been giving shvach v'dor to the Bnei Shalom because of the actual ace itself. Enoch and Amin, the ace has got to be roy to have an off from that zikr we'll see later. But nevertheless, the ikis shvach v'dor is on the ace. No, I'm going to say an ace. You can show the shalevis. The shalevis is the main focus. So even if you don't actually manage to get an off because shrag v'tara mayahani, that means a light in the day don't give an off because there's no, you don't get an off. It's only against darkness you get an off. Nevertheless, because you give shvach v'dor for the shalevis itself and a shalevis that's a ro'i lohoir, therefore that's enough. That could be the tzad of those police who never put off the light.
Same cash, you can ask the Friday night.
Since you're looking at your nails, it shows you getting an off from...
So Mr. Hommel looks very good. However, see, now we have to understand what's the makor for the minig that you look at the nails. So first of all, go up in Menogim, as one of the reasons nails is paravarava, it grows, so we should also be paravarava. We also look at the shetut yadayim, we look at the lines. We're also looking at our palm. Next time, side the nail, you look at the palm. You look at your lines. Now I don't know what you can see there, but you look at the lines, and therefore state the Mishmaru state the shetut yadayim. Is a have a simon sheyesh b'shitut ayod simon lisborich boy. Something to simon lisborich boy. Now we'll touch on to the halacha. Is there inyan halacha? Is there a connection to halacha that we look at our nails? So the answer is there is a connection which Rav brings down, and the idea is this oil has got to be roi to lahoir. It's got to be royal to give light. And therefore, we've got to be royal to have an och. Now, it's stated in the Gemara says it's right. The Gemara says that it's got to be that you could count coins from different medinas. You can compare a franc to a pound or a euro to a pound, you can see the difference. So it's got to be such a strong light that you can see an och. When it's stated in alocha, that you've got to be near enough to it that you could do it. Marshal, if you're far away from it, and those near to it can have an awe, and they could differentiate between one coin and another. But those far away could not, then they haven't been yotzer, those nearby have been yotzer. So it's got to be a light to give an awe, or potentially give an awe. So when we look at our nails and we compare the nails to the palm, and we see the difference between the nails and the palm, we can differentiate, that's a simon adava, that the light of the avukah is strong enough. And that's the connection in halacha.
Well, did you figure right from a Dukas Nails Friday night, when the woman lights Friday night?
Yeah, yeah.
She switch off the lights when she lights them. Although she still has a no from the lights.
She comes back.
Yeah, but all the lights are burning, she has to sit on the left. You don't say switch off the lights.
A very good shayla. Very good shayla. Then he said, what?
So it could be a raya that
you... Rabbi Rav Zog to go to Arab. He said, but Emmet says, the ikazach ba'nei shav nesh yomtov, the ikazach is hanor, Because Kiddush HaShem Gemara Shabbos is for Sholem Bayis, that people shouldn't trip up. It's also Oynav Shabbos, you see the food. So Avada Gevis, the Ikke is not for other purposes. The Ikke is the higher. So Frek Rav Avraham, why are we not knowing to put up the light when we make Neiris Shabbos? One answer is there are those who do. That's one answer. There are those who do. Whether it's those who do a Neir of Dollar, I haven't done my investigation. There are those who do.
Every light is
pushed out. Because it gives a ribbon simcha. Yes. There is a point. First of all, Ram, to answer you, Rodi mentioned like this. Rodi mentioned as follows. He said, that number one, actually, there's a great Indian, although the Gemara didn't actually mention it, but I've seen the Gedolei Achronim that talk about it, Riboy Simcha. There's a Simcha, more Neiris, that's what's a minute, or people are more Neiris, so Riboy Simcha. So that part is definitely there, whether the lights on or off. So Mamele, Esha, you understand from the Riboy Simcha Shaboy. Sveitans, that's what Mr. Broder mentioned. Sveitans, there's another Nakuda, is that all those who do put off the light. Exactly why I'm not sure. If the reason is because of what you said, it could be. I think Ramosha Feinstein did, and I think Dan Krause here put off the light. So it needs an investigation, what you said. It's a very good point. Now, regarding anah of the oil, it has to have anah from the oil. You've got to be nearby. So those are too far, and they potentially couldn't get anah from the oil. They haven't been yotze. However, the question is, I've seen a question, as do you actually have to make sure you get anah from the oil? So it seems you don't have to actually get anah from the oil, but as long as, but I mean, you do, but you don't have to. It's not ma'akev. Zikr not ma'akev. You don't put your nails there. You potentially, you're in the vicinity, in the proximity, that you get anah from the oil. Zikr yotza. Because the mitzvah of Neir Avdolah, which was zikr zayin, Mashiach b'karim mimenu amen.
Amen.
Yeah.